다 디 케야기 겐디 슈긴디 나다 레지왕게 코링구여 인도산에 더블 가와스디 다가다 레 사스버지 아니 거지 마시토시 즉 타야르데 여다 야레 레 침부터 파서 가줘야라고 레지 그게 누구 충돌이라고 레바 기디기 레카리네 깐나가 레카리네 고 데운지야 누구 매라 차려야 되는데 여다 야디 이니 지다 아니 코라 가서 그게 개인도 마찬가 레스니디 즉 사사를리 도스메 버시 도도딩이 좀 이르잖아 도고 가외 레지 아니 가서 그게 치워 담배 담니여다 당한다 레지 샹왕제 송기야 다 레지 라마 버베 칭쳐봐 다 드네 옌라 다 베르 샤샤나 다 슈라 추 듄조르 쳇댕에 다 디베 동해마도 매듭시 동네기 추 듄으로 고마 칠 키 대베 네걸이야 소소 강라 닝라 디디 에 가다 강라 디디 하 레지 파 장도가 배다 진리에 대봐 레지 샤베 진리에 대봐 담리에 대봐 디니즈는 구주자스 메르도 샤르 봐 대상도 마세베 아니 다도 짐베 짜기 타와슬럽도 배 짜기다 가솔 그게 그게 세가스님도 배 쩨가 배 쩨가 배 짜기 차라나로리야 취대바스 디 짜기 타와 디니 덩진르자 덩진디 아니 다 되게 쉬운데 지금 참는 남자 시행주자네 덩진디 직들자 지기니 덩진 덩진이 나네 강사게 덩진 스님도 강사게 덩진 강사게 덩진이 나네 직다 강남이네 나오냐 봐 제세 나를 믿네 아니 그게 대발진배 되게 직다 지들 지들 군다다 생긴 이유에는 지들 군다 그래서 지들 생기 그러다 지들 대시향원도 해야 돼 강사가 당신 지들 대시향원도 해야 돼 근데 가서 우리 그게 다도 진배 지들 생기 돼야 아니 풍불남이 나오시 소원의 신의 풍불남 때네 아니 나 아니야 별로 처리해봐 이 자네 아니 나 강도 너의 시 풍불라서의 최강나나야 담바르 낭신 셴베 응이 취 등지 자다 취 등지기 머리베 마침비 팀니 여대베 와라 아니 지들 행지기 등지기 짜여 차야나 취 대왕기 아니 코앞행지기 레산이 여대베 더블까베 레지 아니 연합담 등대식은 안에 동네기 깨가 넣으시 동네기 취 등졸이야 유 마쳐버시는다 참대야지. 자단 되게 이니 동네지 동네 뉴에 동네 차반 도시 동네 써야 되기 아니 추인년만 넣지 저주매 되버지겠다 동네 양과야 차샤 스티소하리.
So we will since the actual description of the nature of suffering and the process by which we revolve in this cycle of existence is explained. Clearly in the verse 7, we will bring that up here in the context of cultivating true renunciation and contemplating upon the nature of one's own suffering in the cycle of existence. So the verse 7 reads that they are swept along on four river currents. And the four river currents here refers to the metaphor of currents here is used for the four principal characteristics of our existence. These are birth, aging, sickness, and death, which are the unavoidable facts of our existence, unavoidable facts of life, which pervades all forms of living. So these four characteristics of our existence are compared to four currents which sweep us uncontrollably. And then the next line, chained up tight in past karmic deeds, hard to undo. So this suggests what propels us, that sort of, you know, sweeps us, in these powerful currents, that the thing that propels us into this motion is our past karmic deeds. And although there are practices, and also there is a possibility sometimes to undo one's past karmic deeds by engaging in purification of the negative actions and so on, one can reduce the potency of a certain negative karmic deed, one can neutralize certain karmic actions and so on. But on the whole, so long as you do not purify your negativity, a karmic action that is once done retains its potency and gives its fruition. So in from that point of view, past karmic deeds are a force that is difficult to undo. So here, this kind of power of karma, past karma, is compared to a kind of a very tightly gripping chains, so that you cannot move. Even if you are being swept in these powerful currents, your limbs are tied, so that you can't move and free yourself. And then the next line, stuffed in a steel cage of grasping self, refers again to what makes, you know, what underlies this propulsion of this karmic deed is the grasping at one's own sense of self. And here, the grasping at self refers to, we spoke about earlier, the subtle understanding of the afflictions of mind. And here, principally, it refers to the grasping at the inherent existence of one's own sense of self, one's own existence, and this is what and this is compared to a kind of a steel cage or a steel net, which is so hard to unclip, which is so hard to cut, and so it is this grasping at the sense of self, enduring and inherent self, that then motivates the karmic act, which then sweeps you under this powerful current. And then that last line, smothered in the pitch black ignorance, refers to grasping at the inherent existence of phenomena, such as our aggregates. As the sense of self instinctively and naturally arises in relation to our physical and mental constituents, our mind and body. It is on the basis of our perception of mind and body that the sense of self instinctively and naturally arises. So underlying our grasping at self is also an underlying that is a grasping at our aggregates, our mind, our perceptions and so on. So the ignorance, this is compared to this pitch black, sort of being enveloped in this pitch black ignorance. So what is being suggested here is a kind of a causal nexus, that the underlying cause of grasping at the inherent existence of one's own aggregates and the phenomena give rise to this sense of self, grasping at the self, which then motivates your karmic action, and then this then gives leads you to its fruition, which is the sufferings of birth, rebirth, aging, sickness, and death. And we find more detailed explanations of the nature of karma and the Buddhist understanding of karma in such texts as Vasubandhu's Abhidhamma Kosha. Principally, the fourth chapter of that text, we find very detailed and very helpful explanations of the Buddhist understanding of karma. We also find explanations of karma in Asanga's Abhidhamma Samujja, Compendium of Knowledge. And as far as the understanding of kaleshas, which is the afflictive emotions and thoughts, which is sometimes translated also as delusions, is concerned, we find will find helpful explanations in Abhidhamma Kosha again, and also Asanga's Abhidhamma Samucha, Compendium of Knowledge. However, more subtle levels of understanding of the afflictions of mind and emotions, the afflictive emotions and thoughts, or kleshas, can be found only in the text that deal with the profound view of emptiness.
Yeah. Ta gadaji nyumongi any mo and I nyumongi tu nyumongi nimi nyumu chidatiye su ta dili shewa de hasan kaisam bari gara samna sanje ki chö sizane chö sud dharma ta di to to de dharma se ya de kya ba zibam kya ba chidi shei de zane chenyang de zigi hare ta sanje ki chö chö se ya samdo so ngoma de chenyang de samda go do wa jazan ga nyangde sile de nyangen de nyumong le shani nyumong le de ba sizane nge la daje nyumong ki namsha ya usma shi na dele de we any kasore pe chawadi any moshing marla di tenyi any dengyan moshing mare dene chizam ge nyumong be nimi kasore pe ge shuk chabu kaze pe thon ye de deje ge any nyumong dele chana sa be chande glo di yongre nyumong le nimi ma thon se nyumong thang don dengye ji ya ene thaba tenyi glo yang kal me ba re
therefore I think it is very important for Buddhist practitioners to develop at least some understanding of the nature of afflictions, the nature of the kleshas, and also the causal nexus of causes and conditions of these afflictive emotions and thoughts, and also the negative, the destructive nature of these afflictions, and also the process by which you know, what kind of emotions lead to another kind of emotions and their derivatives, that process, the phenomenological process of how these afflictions occur in one's mind. I think it is very important for Buddhist practitioners to at least develop some kind of understanding of these facts. Because when we speak about Dharma in the context of Buddhism, Buddha Dharma, here, because the Dharma etymology, the etymology of the word dharma is to protect, to uphold, to protect, to sustain. And here the protection and sustenance is related to the sustenance and protection of the mind of the individual, the practitioner. And therefore the true meaning of the dharma in the context of Buddhism can only be understood on the basis of understanding of nirvana, the moksha, spiritual liberation. And what is nirvana? The nirvana literally means the state beyond sorrow. And sorrow here refers to the afflictions of mind and emotion, the afflictive emotions and thought. So if we do not have some understanding of the nature of the afflictions, and then we will not have the aspiration or the wish to overcome them, and therefore on the contrary, the stronger your understanding of the nature of these emotions, the stronger your understanding of the destructive nature of the afflictions of thoughts and emotions, then the greater your wish will be to try to overcome them, try to distance yourself from them and try to overcome them. Therefore, the greater the basis for you to develop within you and genuine renunciation, true renunciation, which is the aspiration to attain liberation from samsara and suffering.
Nyawa, siri loti di chi, yun shi jiri ya, gadu gu chua yungu yari, gadu gu chua tedan jayne, chadang gu loti chi, yon deba yin du zane, dan di, henji yu jiri, dan henji yu jiri jiri. Gada da, dili gada di, lol henji yu jiri zi chi, tadung da di, pa tangdu lenge di di, dan mungu chi tangdu lenge warwa, nyumun tangdu lenge, 차단 때는 썸을 토하러 거두고 소 숙체야. 거두고 소 숙체에 이르잖아. 근데 저기 미지 덜내면서 그렇지. 미지배 지금 소화되버려 지금. 차단에는 아니 미지디 지금 가서 그게 랭인 제배 할람배 아니 남주배 되어서 지금. 돈 내고 와. 그래서 이 미지는 그 차단 당도 랭겨야 돼. 차단 당도 랭니 이미 이르잖아. 차단 고왕기 중대배 동해디디에 그 삼마셔 용대기도 와. 이제 동해를 깨워줘. 동해 용약에 차단 뒤에 담도 증세라서 담도 가서 오다 셴셴 그래서 대리도 와. 这里面就是呢，当然是没基本上是你的一间你的参谋楼倒退啊，是你考下来。当然呢，哎，你去一间中央人家去一间他们家楼倒退啊考下来是啊。当然呢，哎，你对面面他们是去买了没事了呢？没得事的。但是上当的也别说这里。那在去这个中央一间他们家楼谁没出来呀？倒没出来呀？ 然而, 난个三六七十团呢，七间给没做过些呀，这用来要的。在这里面就讲呢，到南个茶坊的牛毛，第一，哎，七间的菜用的没食物，这个应当个没几个茶用的，用个月把银的，南个间的牛蛋呢，哎，七间的个，个，告诉我这个，这那个的，没几个用呀，个，个，哎，你，个，没几个蔬菜买不起，个那三不的。在这里面就讲呢，到。
Although this is the case, but normally our relationship with afflictive emotions and thoughts is such that instead of trying to distance ourselves from them and instead of trying to overcome them, sometimes, in fact, we tend to willfully embrace them, and also, in fact, we tend to willfully kind of encourage them within our thoughts within our thoughts and hearts. And in fact, you know, we tend to regard them as something which is very natural, which in fact is the occurrences of such emotions as powerful attachment, hostility, and anger. These are something which is very innate and natural to all of us, and because what is fundamental to all of us is the instinctual desire to be happy and overcome suffering, and it is on the basis of that fundamental aspiration, the natural aspiration to be happy and avoid suffering, that the powerful emotions like attachment, anger, hostility, and so on arises naturally out of this. And in fact, sometimes we in fact feel that if we, in our day-to-day dealings with the world and our fellow beings, if there is stronger emotion at play, then we tend to feel that there is a greater impact. We tend to feel that there is a greater feeling, and then we tend to feel that even the experience of whether it be pain or pleasure or happiness or unhappiness tend to be much more colorful and dramatic, so in this way we tend to encourage these powerful emotions within us. We tend to kind of let them roam free and also sort of, you know, embrace them, and because sometimes we feel that without these powerful emotions at play, and then our interactions with others will be kind of colorless, some kind of absent of some kind of feeling or that kind of colorful quality. This is how we tend to view the powerful emotions and thoughts. However, there is a big contradiction here, because on the one hand we embrace and encourage these powerful emotions to arise within us, but at the same time we do not wish to suffer, we do not wish to face the natural consequences of these powerful emotions, which are painful experiences, anxieties, sufferings, and so on. So there is a sort of a big contradiction in our relation with these emotions. On the one hand, we encourage them, we embrace them, but at the same time, we do not want what they bring. So what is important here is that to try to sort of correct this by cultivating a genuine understanding of the destructive nature of these emotions, and the realization that the suffering, the pain, and so on, which we all naturally do not desire. None of us want to suffer and experience pain and so on. Is what, but these are what emotions, negative emotions and thoughts bring about. So by realizing the cause and effect relationship between them, we should gradually try to distance ourselves from these negative emotions and thoughts, and then try to overcome them by deepening our understanding of their destructive nature.
So
we will leave at this point here.